These stories at townhall.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Nikki Whaley. Hurricane Dorian didn't do much damage on land here, but the ocean may be a different story. State health officials conducted tests yesterday to determine if there's population off the coast of Brevard County. A precautionary swim advisory has been posted for all public beaches in the county. Test results could be back as soon as today. A Polk County college has a reason to be proud. U.S. News and World Report released its annual list yesterday of the country's best colleges and universities. Lakeland's Florida Southern College ranked 10th among the regional schools in the South, 13th for the best value in the South, and best undergrad teaching. A new weather system is being watched by forecasters who said it could become Tropical Storm Humberto. It popped up over the weekend and is projected to move over the Bahamas and Florida. The National Hurricane Center gives it a 20% chance of development within the next 5 days. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Currently, we see no accidents, backups, or broken down cars in our highways. 95, 295, 10, and JTB are all problem-free at the moment. Partly cloudy today. We'll have a high of 92, and will be mostly clear this evening with a low of 75. Currently, 76 here at WBOB. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. 50 state attorneys general are investigating Google to see if the big tech company violated the nation's antitrust laws. With all the amendments on last year's ballot, the Florida Senate could be looking at abolishing the Florida Constitution Revision Commission. And a new poll finds that almost half of Republicans think teachers get paid fairly.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, 4 minutes after 6 a.m., good Monday morning, your fastest 3 hours anywhere in morning talk radio. I'm your host, Ed Dean, along with my man, Roger Henderson.
What's up?
Hey, all the way with you to 9 a.m. We got a lot of issues that kind of break out from the norm issues we normally talk about. And the norm, not to sound redundant there. But let's get to it right here on Talk Radio WBOB. All right, we've talked about social media companies, antitrust laws, free speech, restricting conservatives. Even some of the liberals say that conservatives are overblowing this issue. But now there's a bipartisan issue. 50 state attorney generals, 48 now, around 50, are jumping on the bandwagon saying that Google is potentially having, quote, monopolistic behavior. And now they are being investigated by several states, including the state of Florida here.
48 state attorneys general, plus the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, are teaming up for an investigation into what they are calling Google's potential monopolistic behavior. The announcement follows one from a separate group of states, a probe into Facebook's market dominance. Google has long argued that although its businesses are large, they are useful and beneficial to consumers.
So where is this going? Well, the coalition of the 50 attorney generals say, again, this is not a lawsuit. This is an investigation. They say that potential violations of antitrust laws of how that the companies market and how they dominate the market will focus on Google's dominance on the online search and advertising markets. By the way, Facebook is also being investigated as well. The attorney general say that this company, Google, dominates all aspects of advertising on the internet and searching on the internet as a way to dominate the buyer side, the seller side, the auction side, everything else. By the way, Google also owns YouTube. I'm a huge fan of YouTube as well. Again, they say we're looking at the advertising practices when it comes to Google. Let's listen to some of the clips here. Here's the attorney general from Louisiana.
Let's say we go back before the invention of radio or television, when a single source of content was print media, newspapers were it. They were the king of information. So would we in this country have allowed one person or one company to own all of the printing ink, the printing presses, and the paper used to print paper, newspapers? And the answer to that is absolutely not, because somewhere along the line, if someone would have tried to monopolize that entire industry, our government would have disallowed it. They would have disallowed the mergers, or they would have broken them up. Digital advertising in our virtual marketplace is supposed to enjoy the same free market principles as other commodities. It is supposed to be a supply and demand based. It's the way that the free market is supposed to work.
If the free market's supposed to work, then why is the government getting involved? Has anybody asked that question? Now, you heard that clip about the monopolistic potentials, as you say. See if you can tell something what's different from this clip. Our girl, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody.
There is no longer a free market or competition. This increases prices, even when something is marketed as free, and harms consumers. Is something really free if we are increasingly giving over our privacy information? Is something really free if online ad prices go up based on one company's control? Google monitors our online behavior and captures data of every one of us as we navigate the internet. And this investigation will initially focus on the capture of that information and whether Google embedded itself in every level of the online market ad sales to monopolize this industry.
That again is the Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody. So this is where I'm looking at this. She talked about the data situation,
right,
about your privacy. I think if you go down that road on Facebook and Google,
mm-hmm,
forget these antitrust laws, okay? Talk about the issue of whether or not they jumped into your data without your permission, even though you probably signed off onto this without,
right,
realizing it.
With the 50-page I agree,
yeah,
statement.
I think there's something to be investigated there. But to investigate a company who's quite successful, by the way, Google's very liberal. I don't agree with the reviews, but I agree with their products out there. I use Google search engine all the time. If you don't like it, there's Yahoo search engine.
Yeah.
There's Bing search engine out there. If you don't like Facebook, you can go to Twitter. You don't like Twitter, you go to Facebook, whatever. The bottom line is I don't know, when you look at the monopoly, the antitrust laws, I mean, you might have looked at them maybe 100 years ago. You really think they apply today when you've got a lot of companies that are breaking out of the situation? It doesn't matter whether Apple owns something or Microsoft, when they came out with the Rolling Stones on Windows 95, it created other opportunities out there. When you've got a bigger company, remember Walmart was accused of this years ago, and what happened? Other companies are flourishing, competing with Walmart right now.
Yeah, many of them, like Target, you can think of a lot of that. But, you know, maybe there is something going on behind the scenes. This tech stuff can be so complicated for a lot of people. It could be. And this is the investigation. This is what they're trying to find out. They're not saying emphatically they are a monopoly. They just want to see if they are, and they could be involved with some kind of behavior that's helping to create,
right,
their dominance.
In fact, one of the biggest concerns from even conservatives is that YouTube will restrict certain videos. Let's go back earlier this year, Ted Cruz, when they had the members of Facebook and other social media companies up before the U.S. Senate, he says that all you guys do is restrict free speech.
Web page, they did everything they could. The big networks all refused to carry their ads, and nonetheless, it became the number four movie in the country. It's in the theaters right now. And yet, and we see this pattern over and over again. We heard testimony from the Susan B. Anthony list about how repeatedly pro-life tweets, pro-life posts have been censored. You know, we had during the hearing today, I put up a tweet that was sent out from the Susan B. Anthony list, a quote from Mother Teresa that Twitter censored. And I asked Twitter, I said, do you consider this quote from Mother Teresa to be hate speech? They refused to answer that. And that pattern of censorship, it's really dangerous.
Now, I agree it could be dangerous, but Twitter and Facebook can do whatever the heck they want when it comes to social media posts and or, by the way, trending news. But even other conservatives would probably disagree with those like Ted Cruz. National Review Delroy Murdoch says, yeah, man, I get it. I get why conservatives are ticked off, but there should be no regulation when it comes to these companies.
Oh, I share the frustration of Devin Nunez and a lot of other people who've been knocked off. Some of them commentators, some of them people who are selling T-shirts or mugs or what have you. But as Lisa said, Twitter is a private company. They could say, look, we're just not going to run anyone on the right. I wish they'd be honest and say, look, we're not an open platform for anybody who comes along. We're a bunch of leftists. We believe in socialism. We're going to, you know, conservatives need not apply. If Bernie Sanders sent an article to National Review Online, where I'm a contributing editor, saying America needs Medicare for all, I'm guessing we probably wouldn't run it, and we're a private organization. That's all right. I do think what Devin Nunez ought to do is bring forth other victims who've been knocked off Twitter, use this bully pulpit, make them famous, pressure the company.
Right.
But I think regulation and lawsuits are not.
I mean, do what Bernie Sanders is doing. I mean, I don't agree with Bernie shaming Walmart, but at least he's, I mean, some of those in Walmart, you know, are hailing him as a major leader when he went to their, annual conference over the summer,
right,
and talked about how, you know, they're on slave labor for the most part. That's pretty much what I've interpreted. That's what they say. Slave wages, that they're not making $15 an hour. They kind of bully. So why not do what the left does all the time and just bully them through the marketplace, through free speech?
Right.
not through government intervention.
You know, that you may have a point there. And awareness is, I think, very important, though. If they're hiding behind a cloak saying we're fair to everyone, or at least giving that impression, you know, from an official stance, then that maybe needs to be called
out. Do you think the media, they act like they're fair to everybody, but we know they're not fair. Could you not admit that the media was monopolistic at times, but you had Fox News, you had other talk radio that's able to break through. Dini, the government, in fact, the government wants to regulate the companies that were able to break through.
Exactly. I think
talk radio.
I think the difference there is that you did have different players that were independently operating from one another, but they all shared a similar agenda. Now you've got just one company, or maybe two.
Democrats now, as they get back from the August recess, gun control, trade, probably not, just nothing more than more impeachment proceedings that could take place this week, CNN.
As Congress returns from recess, divided House Democrats are considering moving forward with an impeachment inquiry into President Trump. The House Judiciary Committee could hold a vote on a resolution outlining procedures for its investigation. Sources say Democrats will focus on possible violations of the Emoluments Clause.
Oh,
reports of Trump dangling pardons to officials at risk of breaking immigration laws, and his involvement in hush money payments.
All right, so we got enough proof for that again, is an impeachable offense. The House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler said, hey, impeachment proceedings will most likely happen this fall.
If we decide to report articles of impeachment, we could get to that in the late fall, perhaps, in the latter part of the year. I think that we will probably get court decisions by the end of October, maybe shortly thereafter. We'll have hearings in September and October.
But politically, how will this fare for the Democrats? Mark Thiessen from the Washington Post says it could put the House, which is controlled by the Democrats, at risk.
Look, I think the Democrats, as Amy said, the Democrats won in 2018 because they flipped Republican districts that went for Trump by focusing on kitchen table issues. And this impeachment drive has actually put their hold on the House at risk, I think, because those Democrats don't want to focus on impeachment. Americans have been very clear that they don't want impeachment. But interestingly, what Americans do now want, the polls show a majority, they think there was bias against Donald Trump and the FBI, and they want an investigation into how this thing started. And that's what's coming. And the reason they want that investigation now is because they were lied to. They were told over and over ago that Donald Trump was a Russian agent, that he had committed treason, that he conspired with Russia. And they want to know how we spent $30 million and came to this moment.
Wasn't he bunk buddies in college with Vlad?
Yeah, exactly, maybe. They hadn't even met each other until, I think, after he'd become president.
Yeah, I have to tell you a story on the air about that. We talked to some of my media guys. Yeah. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, with all the amendments on last year's ballot, the Florida State Senate could be looking at abolishing the Florida Constitution Revision Commission. We'll have this discussion coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
295 going south on the Dames Point Bridge. There's been a crash there. You'll see it in the right lane. Not a lot of backup just yet. I-10, I-95, and JTB, no problems.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I grew up in a household that struggled with addiction. By the age of 12, I was using drugs. From there on, my issues grew and grew. I had lost my apartment, my job, and my son. I was in a bad place, but luckily my aunt and her friend brought me to the City Rescue Mission. I've been in the Life Builders Recovery Program for 7 months now, and the way I look at life is completely different. I didn't know the meaning of even being a Christian until I got here. If it weren't for CRM, I wouldn't be getting my 3-year-old son back in a few months once I have graduated the Life Builders Program. I am just so thankful and blessed and excited for what the future holds.
I'm Penny Kivett, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. The summer months here in Jacksonville are especially brutal for our homeless neighbors and friends struggling on the streets. Would you consider helping us transform lives? Visit us at crmjax.org to learn more or make a donation to help others who are hungry, homeless, and addicted.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. As a sixth-generation jeweler, a question I get a lot is what kind of watch do you wear? The answer is a Rolex, and there are a couple of reasons. First, when my grandfather gave me a gift for graduating from college, he said, I want you to have something that you'll always remember me for. And he gave me the Rolex watch that I wear today. Now, more than 35 years later, it still runs and looks as good as it did the day I got it, a day I'll never forget. It might be the right time for you to create the same kind of memory, and nothing does it better than a Rolex from Underwoods. Whether it's a lady's or a man's, The watch is waterproof and has the classic good looks that make Rolex the watch people want to own. And at Underwoods, all of our Rolexes carry a 5-year guarantee. So stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra, and let Rolex create a memory for you.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Friday nights are about to get fun again. WBOB will help you follow your favorite high school team this season with our Friday night score. Every Friday night, we'll keep you up to date on the score from your favorite teams, as well as the scores from your rivals. Enjoy the talk show. We'll keep an eye on the games for you. Friday Night Scoreboard, every Friday night on WBOB.
Partly cloudy today, our high 92 degrees. This evening will be mostly clear with a low of 75. Right now it's 76 here at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9. Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. New state financial disclosures reveal that the Florida legislature is full of millionaires. Florida mayors are going to D.C. to push for gun legislation. And a new report says Florida seniors on Medicare may not support the Democrats' Medicare for All proposal.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Let's continue on with the news. Bernie Sanders, Medicare for All. By the way, some of you that want to write off Bernie, I would not do that. His numbers are still number two right now, okay? And he's still got major crowds out there. But the Medicare for All is just not Bernie. You've got Elizabeth Warren. You've got Kamala Harris also supporting this as well. And we will end up seeing what's taking place. So just don't identify the Medicare for All government takeover just for Bernie.
And what really is...
It's a lot of those candidates.
What also should be noted, if you take those who care about the Medicare for All and split it between the three, add it up, they could end up being the front runner as far as the ideology combined.
If you look at some of the numbers, let's go back in time. Bernie Sanders promoting the Medicare for All. And by the way, even middle-class families, all of you out there, will have to pay more when it comes to taxes.
This is how. And my question to you was, it will drive up taxes to pay for health care. And not just the wealthy will pay for that. The middle class will also pay for it.
Very good.
So how do you justify it? And
all right, Martha, what are you not including in your discussion?
You tell me.
I will tell you. You're not going to pay any health insurance premiums.
By the way, when you listen to people applaud, you can tell the reason why there's a need for the Electoral College. I'll let that sink in. Here we go.
But look, Martha.
You're going to pay one
way or the other.
Martha. Whether it's in your income tax or your payroll tax, you're
going to
pay.
Look, healthcare is not free. You never heard me suggest that we're going to match
it. You just said it was going to be free for everyone.
It's going to be free at the point of when you use it, hypothetically.
Okay.
You are self-employed, and you've got a husband and two kids, okay? Family of four. Do you know how much that family is paying today for health care?
How much?
$28,000 a year.
Okay.
All right, we're spending $11,000 per person. We are saying to that family of four, you ain't going to pay that $28,000. You're not paying any more premiums. You're not paying any more co-payments. You're not paying any more deductibles.
Uh-huh.
How's that? $28,000 you're not paying. But does that mean you're not going to pay something? Of course it does. You're going to pay more in taxes.
And do members of Congress...
All right, so I wanted to play that clip. Anything confusing about that clip?
Not at all. You know, I've been saying it for years. What they want to do is convert what we're paying right now in insurance premiums to taxes, then have a government-run monopoly.
Yeah, have a government-run monopoly if you buy into that. Now, was he including all that amount of money, $30,000 a year for health care? Is he including when it comes to the deductibles if you have to pay out of pocket? Remember, Obamacare really jacked those up. So let's play these numbers here. But the reason why I play that clip, as you know, go back to the 1990s, where it was the Republicans that were attacking the elderly here in Florida. They were getting rid of Social Security and cutting back on the increase in government growth for Medicare. Remember, this was a big argument with Gingrich and the boys and Bob Dole when Bill Clinton. Now the roles have reversed. It's the Florida seniors now being reported by Bob Cusack, who's the editor from thehill.com. He says that when you look at seniors, even in Florida, they're not going to go along with the Democrats. So the roles have reversed, where they may abide by with the Republicans, saying the Republicans may not have a better plan. But Cusack says, for those in the state of Florida that are on federal-run Medicare, they're pretty much happy with their plan. They don't want to buy into the Medicare for All.
This is a key voting block because they show up all the time.
Yeah.
And Bernie, remember, he is the oldest presidential candidate in the race, and he is just not doing well with the AARP crowd. Now, part of the reason is Medicare for All.
Right.
When you're on Medicare, which is a super popular program, you don't want to expand it. It's for you.
Right. Did you hear what he said real quick right there? One more time.
Super popular program. You don't want to expand it. It's for you.
We'll get back to that part in a second.
So I think Bernie's going to struggle, has struggled. The polls show that. But if you want one or the other, you want the older block because they're going to show up. And I think Bernie's going to have to, I don't know, he's going to have to ease their fears, seniors' fears about Medicare for All. Again, something that is an uphill battle.
Now, he brings up a good point. Again, that's Bob Cusack from thehill.com out of D.C. Bernie is adored. Many of the left is adored by those of younger people.
Mm-hmm.
Millennials, free stuff out there left and right.
Surprisingly.
But when you look at the seniors, remember, 20 years ago, this was all the Republicans were cutting, you know, throwing grandma off the cliff, you know, whatever. Now it's the role reversal now. Now it's the seniors don't. It's not they don't like Bernie. It's just they don't like the Medicare for All package.
Yeah.
You heard what he said a moment ago, where seniors like, we don't want you to expand this. That is a key point. As you know, I've been embedded with some of these groups during the election seasons, Roger,
mm-hmm.
where you got some of these nonpartisan groups will knock on the door about Medicaid expansion, parts of Obamacare in the state of Florida. We've interviewed Democrats to sit back and say, listen, my child has special needs. They can't even get the proper care on state-run Medicaid. Why in the world do I want to expand it? You're not even getting the proper care you're getting right now, some would say, under Medicare or on state-run Medicaid. I understand where they're coming from. Why do you want to expand it?
Yeah, why expand something that, you know, it's not really doing that great of a job, and then they'll be the only game player in town. You won't have the option to pick someone else, say, hey, these people are not doing a good job. I want to choose something. No, they're a monopoly at that point.
Yeah.
The U.S. could be headed for a recession.
We're on the cusp of a recession.
It's about time we get a recession.
He's not worried about a recession.
Plenty of signs of a possible recession.
That's what the Democrats and the media said over the last month. Now, the jobs report had many areas of mixed bag, some pro, some bad. Some are spinning it by saying it's possibly true. We're at full employment right there. About it's Christine Romans, business correspondent from CNN, says there's some pros and cons to this business report. Listen to what she says about the labor participation rate, where almost 500,000 people have jumped back into the labor market. The reason why?
More than 500,000 people entered the labor market. So these months and months and months of decent job numbers are encouraging people to come back in. So that is an important sign of success.
Now, this is not a spin. Mm-hmm. What I'm getting at is that what they're looking at is, wait a second, there's all these jobs that are offering more money. Folks, you can still go around in your town here in Florida, and there are jobs hiring left and right.
Right.
And by the way, as we reported on yesterday's radio show, that also if there's going to be a cutback, employers cut back the hours. We saw over the summertime in the month of August that retail shedded a little bit of job, but a lot of the manufacturers and some retailers and companies had extended their hours. So people are working overtime. That does not show signs of a weak economy.
Exactly. And when you have new people joining the labor force who had, you know, been so discouraged before they quit looking for a job altogether, that can sometimes throw off the numbers where it may look differently, but it really is a very robust job market right now.
But listen to this part where Romans talks about manufacturing. She does have a point. It's slowed down. You decide the pros and cons of this.
Here's a disappointment, though. Manufacturing, basically at a standstill. Only 3,000 jobs created there. And I want to really show you what this looks like longer term. This is what looks like a sputtering in American manufacturing. This month, only 3,000 jobs created. That's far below last month, which is far below the average for the year. And really, when you look at the last 12 months of manufacturing job creation, a significant slowdown from the prior year. So something is happening in manufacturing. We know the manufacturing sector actually contracted in the most recent quarter for the first time in many years, in 3 or 4 years. And that is a danger zone to watch here, even as the president's own trade policies, by the way, were meant to favor manufacturing. Manufacturing is stuttering here in part because of his tariffs and his tough talk strategy on China.
I think she's got an interesting point. She says for many years, of course, she had to clarify that only about the last few years.
Right.
Manufacturing jobs have come back If there were at, if Obama was at 20%, under Trump it's been at 70%.
Yeah.
Their jobs have still gained. They still had an increase in manufacturing jobs, but let's say the month before had 12,000. This one only had about 3,000.
Right.
You're still getting, but again, and by the way, we've been in a, as Jim Cramer, we reported the clip yesterday, we've been in a manufacturing recession for many years. This goes back to the days of the early 90s of the 90-91 recession, mm-hmm. where you remember back in the days, people would go to Sears and buy Craftsman tools, those, what was it, Whirlpool, whatever, those very well washers, and then Walmart came out and people go, you know what, I think I'm going to buy something a little bit cheaper. It may not run as great.
Right.
And I think you look at the 1990s and you look at Ross Perot, NAFTA. I think that's where a lot of the trade jobs, when you see a lot of the argument and the debate, and then it was kind of hush-hush over the last several years, and then we accepted as the norm that manufacturing right. jobs weren't coming back.
Exactly. You think about President Obama's statement saying these manufacturing jobs are gone forever. Trump takes the reins of the White House, and guess what? They start coming back.
They start coming back, yes.
Immigration obviously is huge, and there are, on the immigration issues, the thing, the frustrating thing is that in the polling, some I think it's skewed.
Tim Chapman from Heritage Action, from the Heritage Foundation, says when you talk about one of these polls and you talk about a big issue of immigration and illegal immigration, one of the big things that when he says when you look at the polling numbers, it doesn't matter blacks, Hispanics, whites, women, females, it doesn't matter. Even Democrats or Republicans, you talk about, now maybe some of the far left, but he says you talk about social benefits for illegal aliens that should not obtain them. He says many of those on all sides of the aisle are against it.
The polling, because immigration has come to be identified as the president's signature issue. Mm-hmm. But I think when you drill down to really common sense things, like should people who come to this country illegally be able to access the social benefits that we have in this country? I think when you look across all demographics, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, many people don't like that. When it comes to the issue, wait till you hear this story coming up next. Here in the state of Florida, new state financial disclosures reveal that how many millionaires are out there? And I'm going to ask you a little question. Guess what a good chunk of them, what their profession is. It may surprise you who the wealthiest one is out there. It may surprise you. We'll have this story coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 831-0600-904-831-0600. By the way, a lot of people, I was asking a question yesterday. I didn't give the answer. Do you think that with school choice and vouchers, is it taking more money out of the public school system? Yes or no? And do the liberals or the teachers union have a point? I'm going to give you that answer coming up next because some people go, and you didn't give us the answer. I'm going to give you the answer coming up next. 831-0600-904-831-0600. Email address ed@wbob.com. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He's back in campaign mode. President Trump paid a visit to North Carolina last evening, promoting the Republican in a special House election in the 9th Congressional District during a rally in Fayetteville. Mid reports of severe lung disease, possibly linked to the use of e-cigarettes and vaping. Feds targeting vaping giant Juul Labs, accusing it of illegally pitching its products as a safer alternative to smoking. They're ordering the company to stop making unproven claims for its products. A Democrat-controlled House panel planning a vote on Thursday on rules that would govern presidential impeachment hearings. The Coast Guard has rescued four crew members who had been trapped aboard that capsized cargo ship off the Georgia coast. They're described as alert in relatively good shape. Wall Street Dow features down 42 points. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Nikki Whaley. Gas prices are slipping across the state. According to AAA, the statewide average of a gallon of regular fell 2 cents in the last week to $2.42. That's down 4 cents in the past month and 34 cents cheaper than this time last year. The Jacksonville Zoo is now part of what it calls a groundbreaking program. The zoo announced yesterday it formed a partnership with the Miami University on a master's
program. Jacksonville area master's students will be able to combine online learning from MU with on-site learning at the zoo. Courses are set to begin next May and applications are currently being accepted. A Jacksonville boy who used the money he was saving for Disney World to buy food for 100 other Hurricane Dorian evacuees will get his birthday wish. Disney says it will make 6-year-old Jermaine Bell a special guest later this month. When Disney heard about what he did, officials there wanted to return the favor. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. If you're on the Dace Point Bridge going either north or south, you'll be there for a little bit. There's been wrecks both directions and an additional broken down car northbound on the Dace Point. I-95, I-10, and JTB are all problem free. It will be partly cloudy today. We're expecting a high of 92, mostly clear this evening, 75 degrees the low, and right now it's 76 here at WBOB. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With all the amendments on last year's ballot, the Florida Senate could be looking at abolishing the Florida Constitution Revision Commission. A new poll finds that almost half of Republicans think teachers get paid fairly. And 50 state attorneys general are investigating Google to see if the big tech company violated the nation's antitrust laws.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
633, good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Remember, if you heard it somewhere else, you heard it here first as we go all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Hey, Roger, there's a story that's come out that says that there are more millionaires now than combined the last couple, not combined, but over the last couple of years, in the Florida State House and the Florida State Senate seats, there are more millionaires. The title of one article I saw was Millionaires Deciding How Your Tax Dollars Should Be Used and Spent. from the media, I like that.
Okay.
According to some of the annual financial disclosures by the state of Florida, which is required by law that they have to fill out their net worth, is that all but three lawmakers, at least in the state house and the state senate, 160.
All but three?
All but three, they say, filing annual financial disclosures that the average net worth of a state senator is almost $6 million in the state of Florida. In the house, the average is at $1.7 million. But I'm not going to give out the answer yet. Guess what the top tier profession was. Some of you may think you know the answer. I thought I did.
I know some. They're millionaires?
Millionaires.
These friends of mine.
Yes, right. Somebody's got, well, not around here there isn't. But anyway, yeah, maybe there is. But the millionaires, what their job profession is. Some of you, it may be a trick. Now, it may not be a trick question. Some of the wealthiest. By the way, not all Republicans. A lot of Democrats top the list as well. Everyone thinks the Republicans are a party of the rich. In 2016 and 2017, it had 55 millionaires. 2017 to 2018, it went up to 62. Now, 2018 to 2019, going to 20, it's up to 70 millionaires out there. So here's the question I'm going to ask you out there. I mean, guess what the top tier profession was? See if some of you can guess that as well. Speaking about state news, the Florida State Senate, and this may be a worthwhile proposition, according to some, is that they may be looking at getting rid of the Florida Constitution or the Revision Commission. Now, this is a story where 13 amendments were proposed last year, 7 by the Constitutional Commission. All of these pass except for one. But the bottom line is, we used to think that if you want to put an amendment on the ballot, you did it through voter initiative. This is what was talked about. This is what was pushed. Both sides play politics with this. I'll be the first to admit that. But now with committee meetings coming up next week, Florida state senators are looking at possibly, now go figure this, they want to put it on an amendment. They don't like all the amendments put on the Constitution by the Florida Constitution Revision Commission, but they're thinking about putting on a ballot initiative next year, or at least around the corner, that pretty much would ban the Florida State Constitutional Revision Commission, which comes up around every 20 years on changes to the Florida Constitution, ballot measures like offshore drilling and vaping and workplaces whatsoever. And so that is going to be an interesting issue. I think we amend the Florida State Constitution too much.
Hmm. It's interesting because it's always voter approved. And are we in a sense saying that we don't trust the voters to vote the right way when these questions end up on their ballot?
Well, evidently, I differ with many of the voters last year in Sebastopol. So maybe they aren't voting the right way, but you have to be the judge to that. Is Hillary Clinton making a comeback for 2020?
May not be running, but Hillary Clinton, she could have a big impact on 2020. The former Democratic nominee reportedly teaming up with Elizabeth Warren. Clinton is said to be advising Warren on how to beat her Democratic rivals.
Co-host of The 5, Juan Williams, but another co-host of The 5, Jesse Waters, goes, wait a second, this is kind of funny here. What kind of advice would Hillary offer Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah, but what's Crooked going to tell Pocahontas? Don't keep a secret server in your basement. Here's how to rig the primary. I don't know. Well, I mean, what are her big political strategies? I mean, she rigged the primary against Bernie. She lost the other primary to Obama, and she got wiped out by President Trump.
That's kind of been called a Crooked, and Pocahontas out there. Again, let's remind everybody what Hillary Clinton was all about after the election, who she blamed.
He dumps that on me on October 28th, and I immediately start falling. But what was really interesting...
She was talking about Comey right there.
Okay.
Since the mainstream media covered that, as I say, like Pearl Harbor, front pages everywhere, huge type, etc., I inherit nothing from the Democratic Party. It was bankrupt. It was on the verge of insolvency. Its data was mediocre to poor.
By the way, that was the same data that also helped Barack Obama get elected. Of course, Obama had his own staff too.
Right. I'm still wondering what's in it for Hillary. Why is she doing this? She's first of all being she's being disloyal to Joe Biden because they worked in the same administration together. I'm wondering whether or not Elizabeth Warren maybe have promised
Biden
her.
Biden was actually going to be an opponent of hers. Dad, Biden was looking at running a few years against her.
Yeah.
So I don't think they were classmates.
Okay.
Non-existent. Wrong. I had to inject money into it.
By the way, we could do the whole show for the next 2 hours on the blames. We just play that clip. Just let it play. Would you sit back
and
listen?
It's women blaming because their bosses and sons told them how to vote. That's what happened.
That's right. Hey, you know,
white women, by the way.
Here's an interesting question. Yeah, that, interesting. You say that. Here's a question. If you had to, if you got Elizabeth Warren, mm-hmm. let's say 60 Minutes, got Elizabeth Warren with Hillary Clinton, what? So let's have a little fun here. Oh my! I'm writing this down here. Hillary put Crooked, called her Crooked and Pocahontas. I like it. And Elizabeth Warren. Here's my question to you, you out there listening. Let's have a little fun here. If you could, if you were a journalist, so let's say it was a Facebook, online, YouTube question, whatever, and you could ask it on radio. I mean, you could see it in the TV. If I know what I would ask, if there would be a question, if Hillary's campaigning with Elizabeth Warren. I'm going to ask you, but I want to hear, I'd like to hear from, I want to know what audience members would say. What, mm-hmm. let's have a little fun here. What question would you ask either Hillary or Elizabeth Warren? If the two were sitting together.
Right.
What were a couple questions you asked her in an
interview? I don't know, but you know, why waste my time? Because would you get an honest answer?
Is there a truth serum
involved?
The bottom line is one way or the other, you are wasting your time. I agree with you, but what question would you ask?
I would want to know whether or not she really believed that there was a vast right-wing conspiracy against her husband back when he was president, when the allegations of all these sexual...
I wasn't even in that ballpark. In fact, I would differ with you on that one. Give me one of the last few. What question would you ask Elizabeth Warren, Hillary? If the two were together, what question would you ask? I take that back. That's fair. I asked what question would you ask, and you said you would. So.
Right. Sometimes you get just so jaded, you know, that you don't expect an honest answer, that why even bother? But, I'd have to think about that for a little bit.
How many of all, one of the biggest terms you heard it here first, that one of the new words coming out for the English dictionary, the most popular, or should not be used, is the word gaffes. GAFFES, as those are people kind of say things.
Okay.
Fraudulent slip, as some would say, Roger. So the question is, they always want to go after Trump. Listen to this clip. Listen to CBS News with Jamal Williams from TheHill.com about Kamala Harris. Are you ready for this? And I'm just going to tell you what was said here, okay? The word mentally retarded was used by somebody questioning about Trump's mentally retarded implications on what he's doing to this country. And listen to what Kamala Harris says in response. Listen to this.
Gaffes, I guess, is the word we can use on the campaign trail. Kamala Harris, who we showed in our poll, was losing some ground to the benefit of Elizabeth Warren, had to apologize for something she said at a rally this week. Or let's listen to what she said.
Yeah, listen.
There needs to be accountability. I mean, what are you going to do in the next 1 year to diminish the mentally retarded action of this guy?
He says, what are you going to do about the mentally retarded actions of this president? Listen to Kamala Harris's response.
Well said.
Well said. That's what she said.
And then laughed.
Well said.
I played that so people could judge for themselves. What was she laughing at?
You know, it was a bad moment. And I think her campaign would have come off better if she had said after this, when they asked her, you know what, I reacted poorly to that. I wish I hadn't, instead of saying she hadn't heard it.
Yeah, just one more time. You heard the audience of the Democrats laugh
this week. Or let's listen to what she said.
One more time.
There needs to be accountability. I mean, what are you going to do in the next 1 year to diminish the mentally retarded action of this guy?
To stop the mentally retarded actions of this president. That's what the question was asking. Listen to the audience. Kamala Harris supporters, and she says, oh, I agree.
Well said. Well said.
Well said, well said. Can you imagine if I had come on this radio show as a joke and say, and not even meant to diminish, because I have, Roger knows this personally, I have a close family member who is mentally slow. Mm-hmm. He's been in the Special Olympics and won gold medals in the Special Olympics.
Good for him.
In fact, he thinks everybody else is slow. That's how confident he is. And I like that attitude.
When I was in high school, we volunteered for the Special Olympics.
Yes.
Great time.
Great.
I'm telling you, it was amazing.
I'm going to get teary-eyed if I continue to talk about this.
Yeah.
But having said that, if I had gone on this radio show and said as a joke, Roger, that's retarded. Now, I'm not calling Roger retarded. I'm not trying to diminish it. Just as, like, you're at a game and somebody, you said, oh, that's just, you know, that's you're a jerk. You don't mean he's a jerk. You just call him a name.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. I would be called, the back rooms would be filled up with listeners all ticked off, and rightfully so. She gets away with it. Oh, I made a mistake. It was a Freudian slip. I'm just telling you, it is pure hypocrisy on how the media covers this. If this had been Trump, mm-hmm. like the little Sharpie with the hurricane, this would have been all over the news. This would have been all over the news. She can applaud it. And how many out? That was on CBS News, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Over the weekend. Tell me how many other news outlets cover this. I can't find any of them, except maybe Brent Bozell's from the Family Research Council. That has been it. All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600. 904-831-0600. Let's go to Katie. Katie, thank you for waiting. Good morning. How are you?
Okay. There's two things I wanted to say. The one question I would ask, you know, Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton, is what is the biggest lie you have ever told? I want to judge your character. What is the biggest lie you've ever told? And so many to choose from. And then I was wondering, is there, you were saying how many millionaires are there in Florida now?
Yeah, there are, hold on, I got that story.
This is 72? That doesn't sound like
No, this is just members of the Florida legislature.
No.
Oh, the legislature.
It jumped up. Yeah, this is the Florida legislature where 59, the average net worth of a state senator is almost $6 million.
Wow.
And then the Florida State House, the average stands about 1.7 million. By the way, the top list, none of those people in North Florida made that list, surprisingly.
So no one in North Florida is a millionaire in the list.
I'm sure they are, just not the top ones.
Okay.
But take, Katie, take a wild guess.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Roger was thinking the same. Guess what the biggest profession is?
I was thinking school superintendents, but I'm not sure.
Why, there's no school superintendents elected. No, we're talking about the state of Florida. So... All right. Okay, Katie, good to talk to you this morning.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. So she goes, gives the biggest lie. So again, let's have a little fun this morning. If Elizabeth Warren, the rumors are out there being reported that Hillary Clinton may be helping out Elizabeth Warren. If you could get these two, mortgage brokers, nope. If you could get these two in a room and you could ask mm-hmm. a question. I already have my top two. Give me two or three questions mm-hmm. you would ask Hillary and or Elizabeth Warren in the same room.
Right.
What would you ask them? 831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
On the Dana's Point Bridge, we're seeing major problems going both north and southbound, accidents in both directions, and a broken down car in addition to the wrecks going northbound. Plan on delays if you are on the Dana's Point. I-95, Butler Boulevard, and I-10 are problem free.
Did you hear? Judge Jeanine Pirro is coming to Jacksonville, and she's fired up.
The lunacy on the left, and it's worse. Lunacy has kind of almost a, you can excuse them. This is vicious. It is violent. It is disruptive. It is chaos. It is anarchy.
Judge Jeanine Pirro is a New York Times bestselling author and host of Justice with Judge Jeanine on the Fox News Channel, and is bringing her new book to Jacksonville.
In the book, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, I mean, I talk about their resistance and their revenge. They are radicals. They will do anything they need to stop us.
The Duval Trump Team 2020 Florida invites you to be a part of this exciting night, Thursday, September 19th at the University of North Florida Adam W. Herbert Center. Everyone attending will get an autographed copy of her new book, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge.
We need to fight back. We need to make sure that we're heard.
Get your tickets now. Just go to eventbrite.com and search for Judge Jeanine in Jacksonville.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. My passion has always been to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. Radio has helped MyPillow become the amazing company that it is today. My employees and I want to thank you with some of the best discounts on my products ever. Just go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Here you will find deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillows are normally $89.99, but with your promo code, you can get them for just $29.99. And remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty.
Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and get deep discounts on all my pillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 for these great radio specials.
Partly cloudy today. We're expecting a high of 92. This evening will be mostly clear with a low of 75. Right now it is 75 at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida mayors are going to D.C. to push for gun legislation. A new report says that Florida seniors on Medicare may not support the Democrats' Medicare for All proposal. And new state financial disclosures reveal that the Florida legislature is full of millionaires.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Before I get back to the calls in a moment, I love these man-on-the-street interviews. Roger has done them. I have done them. But when, like, the Daily Caller did some, I love playing the clips. They did one on mandatory gun buybacks. Listen to and I'm not talking, these weren't a bunch of young college kids. I'm talking people in their 40s and 50s. Wait till you hear this clip coming up. 831-0600. Don't forget to go to Facebook.com/WBOB. Hey, Hank, good morning. What's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning, Ed. I wanted to say, I want to talk about your Google thing, and the reason why you can't find that Kamala Harris thing is because you're using the Google search engine. They're suppressing it.
No, he's absolutely right.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe they. In fact, I think they came out, there was a major investigation that they were using their...
Hold on, back up. Yeah. Hank, Google only puts out what the news media puts out. Google doesn't have a bunch of reporters looking out for news stories. I'm saying, like, independently, like CBS, whatever. They only print what is being posted.
Yeah, but their search engine is set up to only give you the top things that they want you to see. The article might be there, but you just can't find it because that's not in their top 10 list and stuff. And that, the way I look at Google is it's like going to the library and trying to use the card catalog. Let's say you wanted to look up something for guns, like reloading bullets or shotgun shells. The problem is you can't find it in either the sporting section or the outdoor section. Mechanical section or anything is because they've actually put it in the gardening section because that's, you know, something that you use outdoors. So that's why you can't find it.
But you know, you bring an interesting point, but also remember Google won't publish many things unless you get a lot of hits. I mean, we're very popular at floridadaily.com, but if you type in, for example, like Florida Talk Radio, we come up number one. Florida Daily, which is the biggest thing around in Florida, especially the biggest political publication, and somebody else's news thing will come up just because they've been around longer. But if you type in a certain news story, it's possibly we will come up also in those ads. But I had to do a couple recordings this weekend, Hank, and normally I could just type it in. I couldn't find it. When I clicked videos, then I found what I needed. But I understand, but Google can do that. But remember, Google will only publish, if there's a boatload of reports on this issue, Google will publish those. Yeah, you may have to go find them, but there'll be a boatload of them there. I'm just telling you, the media didn't really cover this story. So I don't really blame Google.
But that's the reason why I think the attorneys general could actually, that's where I think they should be going towards it, because there's a professor that was on, I think, Glenn Beck's program and saying how you can manipulate the search data for people trying to find stuff on elections by 30% or 40% because it's just the information isn't
well, out there. But Hank, could you not say the same thing about the media? Do they not manipulate what can be covered and what doesn't want to be covered?
Oh yeah, I completely agree with that. I know that.
What do you think should happen to Google? Give me your opinion.
I think that the way I look at it is where I've heard talking heads talk about it is that to me they're almost like a publisher where they're manipulating what's going out there. If it's a free thing like your big free marketer, then I should be able to find out any dirt on Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, or Trump or whatever. It should be out there. But the way that they manipulate their algorithms and stuff, you can't do that.
But wait a second. FloridaDaily.com is this radio show is a free publication. We can't carry all the news. And if we don't, are we manipulating? I mean, could we not be accused of the same things Google's doing?
No, because I don't just because you're not carrying it, it's not that you're saying that you're suppressing anything that you don't want somebody to see.
I might be.
That's the way I look at it.
I mean, I might be, but Hank, you kind of bring an interesting conversation. I wouldn't want to regulate all of this. I just think there's other areas of competition out there. But then again, I mean, if you're going to go after Google, I mean, other parts of the media that some could say you could break up as well because they truly own a monopoly, but other outlets have been able to break it out. I just don't mind this whole monopoly argument that we need to have the government involved. I'm just telling you, what does it also invite for the government to sit back and determine, well, we think you're breaking antitrust law, so we want to come after you?
Well, it's a double-edged sword.
It's a good conversation, I'll admit, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And one quick thing I could say is that, like, Glenn Beck had a thing about, he played a Gene Autry song, and part of the lyrics is, go back to your country where you're from or whatever. And so I went in and I looked it up on Google. Wasn't even in the top 10, top 20. I couldn't even find it. Went over to Bing. And it was the first video that came up. It was from some movie.
Interesting.
So that alone just is something very small and minute that you can just check on your own to show that they are manipulating, what you're actually seeing.
But Hank, you also pointed out something that you went to another alternative and found out what you need.
But the way I look at it is that they're telling you that they're open to everything, and just to go on the other side of it. Look how much they're helping China suppress their people, and they're wanting to get that.
That's
on
our side and they're probably paid to do that. But here's the thing, I don't want to be in defense of Google here. I can't cover everything on this radio show, and I love to. We can't cover it, and even though we tell you we try to cover as much as we can, but I mean you're right. You kind of make an interesting point. It's kind of like a double edged sword. I can kind of see that.
Right.
Yep. I can kind of see that. Hank, always good to have you come on. Thank you for calling.
You buddy.
All right, brother.
I would like to see.
I understand where he's coming from.
Data mining is a big deal.
Yes.
We heard Attorney General Moody talk about that. I'd like to see annually everyone that has a file at Google that they have on, as far as your profile, whatever, send that to the actual person. Let them see the kind of file they're selling to other people on you, your information, your
how
search.
How many of this audience for those of you out there, 831-0600, how many of y'all use Google, Twitter, or Facebook? And what is, may I act like Facebook for a second and get into your all's privacy here? What do you out there listening right now, do you use Google? Do you not use Google? By the way, if you don't use Google, I'd love to hear from you. So a lot of people are like, I don't use Google, I don't use Facebook, I don't use Twitter. I think it's wise to use them to promote social media for your church or school, whatever. We do it at the church I go to. But my question is at 831-0600. How many of y'all rank this as the top tier issue? Number two, how many of y'all use Twitter, Facebook, or do you use Google search engine? What do you use it for? I'm just kind of curious. Do you use it for politics? Do you look it up for recipes? Like to hear your view. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. This is Talk Radio. WBOB.
On the Dace Point Bridge, we're seeing major backups north and southbound. There have been accidents causing delay.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, September 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Sunday, September 15th at 10 a.m., it's the Orange Park Farmers Market in the Town Hall Park at the corner of Park in Kingsley in Orange Park.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Partly cloudy today, our high 92. This evening will be mostly clear with a low of 75. Currently it is 75 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Again, according to news reports today, more millionaires in the Florida State House, elected members, and the Florida State Senate. And what do you think the top tier issue that, well, not the top tier issue, what do you think their top income, what do you think their top job is? What is it? Some of you may think you have the answer. I thought I did. What is it? What is the profession that all these guys are in that are making this money? 831-0600. More coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.